Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
So yeah, he did kind of land directly, you know, on his elbow. It's sore. The doctors evaluated him today. The good news for that, John, there's no long-term concerns, but we'll continue to monitor and we'll try to take everything into account as the week goes. I don't have an update for you yet regarding playing. It's sore today, but the good news is no long-term, but I don't have an update as far as the game yet.
That's Dan Quinn yesterday with the media. Jaden Daniels' status for Sunday up in the air, as it has been pretty much all year long. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're talking about Daniels after missing a third straight game. Danny and I yesterday discussed whether or not he should be shut down. We're reacting to Last Man Standing, which is Ben Standing's Substack. He does a really good job covering the Commanders. He wrote a column today, if you don't trust Daniels to stay healthy, say the quiet part out loud. And the point he made was, if you don't trust him to stay healthy right now, if you don't think he should play again this season, you think there's a major durability concern here. And if that's the case, then you should be advocating to move him. Now, he's not actually saying to trade him, but he's saying he doesn't quite understand the logic, which is something I was getting at yesterday. Let's take your calls, 800-636-1067. Fred is in Bristow on Grant and Danny. What's up, Fred? How are you?
Long-time listener, and I love your show. Grant, first of all, Danny, you couldn't be more wrong. They've got to play Jason. He has never been able to get his feet on the ground from day one this season. It all relates back to not having McLaurin and the standoff. If they'd only resolved that in the beginning, I think this whole season would have gone differently. But we hired him to play quarterback. And you can't treat a quarterback with kid gloves. They can protect him as much as they can, but his instinct is to run when he sees an opening, and that's the right thing to do if he can do it safely.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Call him Jason, which was nice.
I think he probably just misspoke.
Yeah, I think he did too. But that made me laugh. He goes, Danny, you're wrong. We hired Jason to play quarterback. Anyway, we think the same things. If he can do it safely. 3 for 3. Hadn't been safe.
The issue I have, because a couple people have sent it, tweeted me at Grant H. Paulson. I was just talking to Tobes about this in the producer room as well. You know, I keep bringing up, well, if you're so not confident he can stay healthy now, why will this change early next year? And the point people will make is, well, he'll be 100% in week one until he plays a game.
Yeah, that isn't part of it for me.
He'll basically be in the same spot as he's in now, which is healthy but banged up, healthy but dealing with some things is what I'll call it. A couple games into next year. This is going to be the norm at this position. Look around the league. Josh Allen's constantly playing with a shoulder. Kirk Cousins right now may or may not play next season because he's feeling pain everywhere. You've got Aaron Rodgers playing with broken bones in his hand and Justin Herbert last night too. Got his arm taped all. He's in a sleeve out there getting tackled. Like, this is the quarterback position. There's not going to be this 72 and sunny thing where it's like, well, if he's 100%, he plays. But if are you healthy enough to play without any issues of re-injury? The doctors, the grown-ups who know things, say he is. He landed directly on the elbow, and he's fine. They were right, it would appear. Then you have to play. Like, that's the position. You don't get to be 100%. So if the threshold is he's got to be 100% so I can personally feel confident enough he can get through a game, I just don't think you're going to get as many of those games as you think if you're in that camp. Let's go to Lou in Silver Spring. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, bud.
So, as far as Jaden, you know, sitting him down, not sitting him down, whatever, I don't necessarily think it's like a fragile or the book's out that he's automatically going to be hurt all the time. But for me personally, I don't think that Cliff is good for his development. Like, me personally, I don't know. I think everything good on Cliff's resume has come from having really good athletes under his belt, like Jaden, like Kyler Murray, all the quarterbacks that he has worked with in college, what have you. For me, you could use all the cliches. Running game is quarterback's best friend. Quarterback's the most dependent position. Cliff refuses to use the run game. You know, if the quarterback is the most dependent position, he hasn't had anybody he can depend on. So if he has to put on this cape all the time, every single game, and quote, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan Quinn has been trying to figure out since like week three or four, how come we can't start fast? I mean, have we started fast at all any single game this year? So we're constantly playing from behind, constantly playing catch up, and he's always got to have the cape on. I think that's the issue.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, buddy.
Possibly you'd want more quantity. They're the number four rushing offense in the league and the number 7 yards per attempt offense in the league. Now, some of that is some baked-in quarterback running, but Daniels has missed as many games as he's played in. Mariota's decent in read option. They actually have run it pretty effectively.
Yeah.
Early in the season, it was Bill. Second part of the season, it's Chris Rodriguez. There were a few weeks in there where they scuffled. But the run game, if you're saying Cliff doesn't run it enough, that's a reasonable conversation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Station we could have, but they have been very efficient when they've done it.
Yeah, it's not like they've got a million plays to choose from either. You know what I mean? If they march up down the field and they're never running it, I don't know. What was the game a couple weeks ago? It felt like they ran like 11 plays on offense.
Yesterday, Sunday?
Maybe it was Sunday, I guess. I don't know.
They had three drives.
Well, all the losses are running together.
Think about that.
Yeah, three drives.
The first drive that they had was over half of the drives in the entire first half, and then they had two pretty quick ones otherwise. That happens when you give up 12 minutes and 19 plays.
19 play drive, dude.
Let's go to Cornelius in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Cornelius, we're talking Jaden Daniels and the folks that want to protect him and keep him off the field.
Hey, thanks a lot. What's up, Grant? What's up, Danny?
Hey, man.
Man, I listen to a lot of folks talk about, man, they should sit Jaden down. Don't let him play. It's nothing to play for. It's always something to play for. The kid is in his second year. He hasn't played that many games this year. Yeah, he had some injuries, like you say, Grant, the quarterback position. Matter of fact, any position except the kicker for the most part, you're going to have some injuries. You're not going to be 100%. The kid needs his reps. Man, throw him out there, Danny. Man, I'm a little disappointed, but that's your opinion.
Let me ask you this real quick. It's a good call. Why did the NFL change the kickoff rules?
Because of the injuries.
So, but don't you just say, that's football. That's the position. But they changed it, right? They had a better practice to try to find a better way to prevent some of the injuries. So you don't just get to say that's just football all the time, right? It's a good call. I appreciate you making it. It's a rhetorical point. It's not apples to apples. But if there's a better practice, let's try to find that is my only point. And I'm not smart enough to know exactly what it is and how to do it. I would expect the millionaire professional football coaches might have a thing or two to say about it.
The plays where he's gotten hurt, they should have done nothing differently. And I don't even think he should have done anything differently.
But the plays where he could have gotten hurt, sure, and we're lucky to get up from,
absolutely,
he could have done something
and
different.
And if you want to turn the fader down on whatever that fearless nature of his game is, I guess one of the big problems for me, if I'm being honest, is I don't watch Jaden Daniels like I watched Robert Griffin or like I watched Jackson Dart and go, this guy is reckless. I would not use the word reckless with him. Before he got drafted, my big concern of him being healthy was based on his frame and durability, not really play style. That was something I floated from time to time because I saw him take some big shots. I don't feel that way watching him. There have been games, his first game ever against the Bucks where he got destroyed.
Yeah.
Over the last calendar year, there have been a handful of times, honestly. You cited the Falcons game where he got folded up like a chair. That's him in the pocket with a dude at his legs like he's Tom Brady making a throw. There just aren't that many like Jackson Dart sideline plays with him to me. Would I like him to never get hit? Of course. But I think when you draft a running quarterback, dual threat, 1,000-yard rusher in college, a dual threat running quarterback, 1,000-yard guy shows up, and you got to, like, it would be like saying, I'm going to get you donuts every morning for breakfast, and then for lunch, I'm bringing you in McDonald's every day. But I'm going to weigh you in a month, and you better not have gained any weight. It doesn't make sense. This is, you brought the playmaker with his legs in. He's going to be a playmaker with his legs. And there's no way to have that and not added risk in this sport. It's just a fast game. Carlos in Alexandria, what's up?
Hey, Grant, I know some people that have that diet you just described. But
yeah, you're talking to one of them.
That's a good bit.
On a second point, and I also want to apologize to Denny. Because Denny, that no one should assault you like that on the radio until you don't know what you're talking about. So, anyway,
no, it's all right, man.
I don't think I assaulted him. That's, by the way, you should check our check our timelines on social.
Yeah, there's so many mutes down there. Yeah, it's all good, my friend. I appreciate it. Comes to the territory.
Yeah, I'm teasing. But Danny, going back to your point that you just made, they did change the rules to protect quarterbacks. So they've done that to protect quarterbacks.
That's a good
point. You
can't
hit a quarterback like you could 10 or 15 years ago.
You can't tackle them when they're sliding. You can't tackle them when they're in the pocket.
Don't you hit them high or low.
You can't land on them.
Or in between.
There's not a whole lot more rules we could change to protect the quarterback.
Seriously.
Exactly. So I think that's a flaw of your argument. But the other thing that makes a good, I think the point that I'm trying to make is there are usually two things that take down young quarterbacks with really, really good potential. One of them is their life off the field, drugs and that sort of thing. And we can go back on that. Nothing in recent years, but in the not too recent past, there have been young quarterbacks that have been taken out of the league of that. The other is injuries. And this kid's getting a reputation as injury prone. The only way you're going to find out whether he's injury prone or not is to play him.
Games where you don't get hurt, not standing on the sideline. Hey, he hasn't been hurt in 4 months. Well, he hasn't played in 4 months.
Yeah.
It's kind of easy to not get hurt.
Yeah,
you're
going to spike the ball in June. Be like, Edmund hurt.
Elijah, D.C., you're on the fan. What's good?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. It's some of its style of play for me. I think overall, not just Jaden, almost feels like defenses are ready for them, the good ones. And I feel like the Commanders are playing more of a finesse style of football that relies on like a defense's inability to like effectively match what they're doing by going up-tempo. And that may work, but if during the week, and any defensive guy that's listening may know, like during the week, if you're telling your coaches, look, man, we're not going to have 12 guys on the field. Even when Aaron Rodgers was in Green Bay, that his bread and butter wasn't trying to get 12 guys on the field to be able to do that. But their offense, by going so fast and doing certain things, is not terrible. But I still think there's other ways to go about this, and the teams have already gone past them in a certain type of way in preparing for Washington. So my concern is more about next year. So, yeah, you have to play them because, yeah, you need it. But what's going to happen next year? I don't care who you draft. You can get a tight end. You can get an end. You can get all of these different things. But I still think the offensive identity doesn't necessarily gel with what he needs at this point moving forward.
It's a great point.
Thank you,
buddy. A good conversation. It's one we've been having for weeks and we'll keep having. What should this look like? How should they alter this offense, both in the way of keeping him healthy and, frankly, maximizing him? I don't think they make enough things easy enough for him throwing the football. I don't think they get him the middle of the field layups that you see all over the league in the Shanahan offense. Pop passes behind incoming linebackers with play action from under center out of heavy personnel. I want to see more of that as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.